This is KVMR's News and Views. I'm your host, Mike Thornton. And now we have a report from Richard Edmondson of San Francisco Liberation Radio on today's International Day of Protest against Police Brutality, part of which took place in San Francisco, California. Richard, thank you for being on our news program this evening.
All right, thanks, Mike. The march, the day got started at 2 p.m. at 24th and Mission. Approximately 500 people began the march there at 24th and Mission in San Francisco's Mission District. The march picked up about 100 or so people en route to City Hall. People, of course, had been urged to wear black, but many went even one better than that and came with black paint on their faces. It was a well-organized march. The family members of slain victims of police brutality marched at the front of the 500-strong column, holding bouquets of flowers. And there were many speakers. One of the speakers was Van Jones, who's director of Bay Area Police Watch, which is a lawyer referral service handling police brutality cases. And here's some of what Van Jones had to say.
It is clear that the government has decided that if the response that it is going to have to its own decision to cut back on jobs, to cut back on education, and to cut back on wages is to unleash a tidal wave of violence on our communities. And we are here to oppose the crackdown on our communities in San Francisco and across the country. People of all colors and all classes are standing together. I just got back from New York City. I was working with the family of the Louima family and other Haitian activists. They send their love, they send their respect. When I tell them that we regularly have meetings and marches of people of all colors, people of all class backgrounds, they can't believe it. They can't believe it. They are looking to the Bay Area. They are looking to the Bay Area for examples and models of how people can work beyond their own immediate communities. And we're doing it every day out here. And this march is an expression of that. I think it's very important to point out that this crackdown on our communities has to be opposed at all levels. It's not just the cops. It's not just the cops. Everybody who gets their jaw broken or their arm broken or their teeth smashed out by a police officer goes to a hospital. Where are the doctors? Why have they been silent? Where is the medical profession, the healers who every day are stitching us back together, who are setting our jaws, setting our bones, and yet say nothing when we stand up and say we're being brutalized? Where are the teachers? It's not just the cops. The teachers, yes, they're now beginning to move, and they should, because their students are coming with horror stories. Where has the educational profession been? Where have the doctors been? It's the silence of all of us that lets the cops do what they're doing. So I'm proud to be here today. We have a number of people who have things to say. I do want to say that I feel like angry marches and symbolic protests is important. It's very important, but it's not enough. We can't be so radical and so revolutionary that we can't also have house meetings about this issue. We can't also have bake sales and car washes about this issue. We've got to be able to create conditions in which everybody, ordinary people, mamas and grandmamas, can also get involved and take a stand and let their voice be heard. So let's have our angry marches, but let's also have some house meetings. Let's also go into church basements and in the communities of faith and talk to people where they are. So the next time we get together, it won't be 1,000 people, but it'll be 10,000 people telling these people that enough is enough.
That was Van Jones, director of Bay Area Police Watch. There were a number of other speakers, including Dennis Perrone of the San Francisco Cannabis Buyers Club. Also speaking was Cornelius Hall. Cornelius Hall is an East Bay fire captain whose son, Gerald Hall, was shot by a Bay Area transit police officer in 1992. And the rally is still going on right now, even as we speak. There were a number of other speakers scheduled to speak. It's still going on right now at City Hall in San Francisco. And in San Francisco, I'm Richard Edmondson reporting.
Thank you, Richard Edmondson, for reporting on today's International Day of Protest Against Police Brutality and being on KVMR's News and Views.